Jerry Bader Show, 1025. By the way, I missed it. Fox News at the top of the hour reported that they're reporting that what President Obama is going to propose at 1035 is to allow non-compliant insurance policies to be renewed through the end of next year. Apparently, Fox Radio reported that. I missed it. I heard the beginning of their report. What he's trying to do is head off Democrats having to vote with Republicans. Here's what, and this is why he's coming in with this at the zero hour. Democrats gave him an ultimatum. Congressman Fred Upton of Michigan does have a proposal in the House to allow people to keep it. And the other day, whatever adds up to 72 hours, Democrats gave him 72 hours to pull a rabbit out of his hat. You better come up with a fix or we're going to vote with Upton, which then, of course, would put tremendous pressure in the Senate, where Harry Reid said he wouldn't let anything, not even Mary Landrieu's, let alone Ron Johnson's bill, come up for a vote. He wouldn't do that. So this is the president trying to ward that off, and apparently he's going to try to do that. Well, you can keep those policies till 2014 through 2014. What that does, of course, is get them to the 2014 election. This is an attempt to somehow fix a problem he still won't admit he caused and spare Democrats having to vote with Republicans on this. Dennis in Pulaski, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Morning, Jerry.
Morning.
I just had a real quick question. Actually, maybe it's not real quick, but maybe you can ask Ron Johnson tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the world are we as Republicans doing anything that might look like a patch, a fix, a bridge, or anything other than drive the final stake through the heart of this vampire, put it to bed, show the American people that, yes, this is what happens when you want something like this without knowing exactly what you're getting? It looks good. It looks like candy, but you put it in your mouth, guess what? It doesn't taste like candy anymore. Why are we trying to put patches and, hey, you can go back and try to keep it? Why not just say, let's get rid of the law altogether and let's use a unified approach to whatever is wrong, but not try to fix it by just saying that the whole thing is wrong and come up with Obama's solution? Why are we trying to put Band-Aids on Obamacare to make it Obamacare 2.0 with Republican assistance?
Because I don't think Johnson's plan is. I would disagree with your characterization that it is. And here's the difference. And it's the difference between what the president apparently is going to propose, and it's the difference between what Mary Landrieu is proposing. Ron Johnson is proposing legislation that would allow the private insurance industry to continue those individual policies. That collapses Obamacare. The reason this took it away, Dennis, is Obamacare can't survive with that individual market there. Ron Johnson is trying to preserve that individual market, which collapses Obamacare.
And why then can't we just stand up? I mean, if ever there's a point where Republicans can get on board with one another and say, look, this is what the reason Ron Johnson's law is so important is because it takes the heart out of Obamacare.
Well, they know that.
You
have to remember, Dennis, that all they have is the House. Now, there is a piece in the Wall Street Journal today, and thanks a lot for the call. I don't think I'm going to get to it today, but it talks about something else Republicans should be doing, and that is proposing a more comprehensive alternative to Obamacare. I do agree with that. Let's see, I've got a minute. I can't really get to the differences between Johnson and Landrieu's bill. Also, I didn't get to this whole, have you seen these brochurance ads out of Colorado where the guy's doing the keg stand where this woman is saying, gee, she hopes this guy is as easy as getting the pill now. It's aimed at getting young people to enroll. And the Daily Beast had a piece on what's behind them. Is signing up for Obamacare easier than a casual hookup? Some liberal activists encouraging young people to enroll with a new advertising campaign think so. Basically, you can have casual sex, you can engage in reckless behavior, all thanks to Obamacare. That's the theme. They look like onion satires. They're not. I don't know how much more time I'm going to have because I don't know when the president actually will speak. He's set to speak in 5 minutes. We will bring it to you whenever it does happen, assuming it happens before the show ends. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.